Too late, it's 5 to 4.
Okay. We're back. Apologies. I just had a phone call I had to take there. Okay. So there was a request for an update. Have we got a new PowerPoint slide?
We do.
Okay. Let's see it.
So real quickly, you'll be able to see on the slide, we have the three items that we mentioned this morning up to the assessment growth. The additional approved motions amount to an increase of 0.3%. So that would bring us our total on the approved motions at 5.7. The balance of the ongoing $9 million for council to use is about $6 million. And then the balance of the one-time pool that's been created through the annualization is about $0.4 million.
So maybe just a little bit of added information, Mayor Iveson, is that on the council pool of $6 million, there are motions, of course, against that, and there's still just over $1 million left if all of those motions were passed.
Okay. I'm going to suggest that it might not be a bad idea, since your sheet up there is assuming it, and I'm sure we all assume it too, if we brought forward Op 32 and Op 31, which are the fuel and the revised assessment growth, then we could know those rather than assume those.
I'll let that.
To bring those two forward? Okay.
Second.
They are 31 and 32. That's the 1.6 million in fuel and the 3 million in assessment growth that give us a little bit of relief. So that the motion from Councillor Oshry, seconded by
Walters.
No, to bring them forward, we have to vote on that.
Walters
was the seconder on that, so this would just bring those forward to deal with. Please vote. Display the vote. That's carried. So those two are in front of us. Would there be any objection to dealing with them together? Okay. Because then we can give Big Benny the hawk here.
Yeah, no, I think I'm going to take my first 5 minutes to speak to these.
You really do you want to belabor the point, dude?
No, I would recommend you pass these. One of them is because, as we know, as I gather you were told at lunch, the price of fuel is going down. and I suspect there'll be more coming, but we'll see. And the other one is a recalculation of assessment growth that we know more now than we did when these original budget books were put together. So they help. They bring the tax levy down. So
they
I
do.
Recommend we pass them.
I concur with your recommendation. And we will now find out, since the board is clear, whether there are any dissenters to that. So please vote. Please vote. Display the vote. That's carried. Thank you, Ms. Rosen, for those revised numbers. It's always nice to have that's both at the same time. So we've just put 4.6. Again, the scoreboard assumes that, so now you can really, really assume it, because we've said yes to those delightful late-breaking bits of news. Okay, we're back to Op 17. You wanted to pull that one, Councillor Knapp?
I would like to withdraw that, because Councillor Anderson's, which is next in line, is a better way of doing it.
Okay, is there any objection to the withdrawal of Councillor Knack's version of the motion? Otherwise, we'd have to get into a convoluted battle of amendments to stack these two up. I hear see no objection to that. So that is considered withdrawn. Now we're on Op 38, which is really 17.1. We'll go to Councillor Anderson on that one.
Thank you. You'll all remember reading the report that suggested that an enforcement group in community standards that could find a way to control the use of our roads by heavy commercial vehicles. The suggestion was that there was significant savings over the course of the life of a road. At that time, I've moved this already, so I'm introducing it.
Yeah, I remember there was some clarification about was this sufficient direction for administration to clean up the source of funds, or is there a revision to the wording?
This is sufficient.
You know what he means?
Yes.
Okay, and do we all know what he means? Okay.
You know,
okay,
if anybody would like to, they can talk to Mr. Wanzera. I think he accepts the wisdom of doing this, and the fact that there's significant investment in arterial roads, it makes eminent sense from my point of view, and I think he shares us to try to protect our investment by creating this $350,000 enforcement group. Thank you.
Deputy Mayor, if you could take the chair.
This
is one of those rare instances where it is really handy to have the operating and the capital at the same time, because there is a link between the two, and hopefully a return on investment to this additional enforcement. Whether it will work out one-to-one is really tough to say, but the net effect of this, just so I'm clear, is that we would reduce the pay-as-you-go going into arterial roadway maintenance by $350,000 a year, or no? Mr. Wenzer is furiously shaking his head.
No, Your Worship, we would reduce it from the transportation operations operating component and then make that adjustment towards the community service enforcement group. So really what it is...
So you're going to do an internal reallocation to this?
Yes, the way this works, the council is committing to the $55 million annual in arterial funding, so it's not a reallocation of money capital to operating, but we're making a significant investment in the arterials, which makes up for some of that maintenance reallocation.
Oh, so you have a savings in maintenance because we're fixing the road. So you're going to patch a few less potholes, that frees up money. You're going to transfer that money to do even more proactive enforcement, which is going to reduce wear and tear on roads, create further efficiency.
Yes, largely. And that's all supported and buttressed by Council's significant investment in arterial roads. We're going to be paving more and more roads faster and more, and that helps out the transfer maintenance money.
So if you fix up your city, you do save some money on maintenance if you recapitalize properly.
Yep.
Hot damn. Okay, I am fully ready to support this, and thank Councillor Anderson for thinking to link those two things together. Appreciate that. I'll take back the chair, and I will go to Councillor Henderson.
Just as an observation, given our debate of this morning, it strikes me that this is a perfect example of the place that's actually getting the savings, paying for the work to be done to begin with, and it's really good that we're able to do that. It breaks down those silos, and unlike the situation where we were being asked to put money on the table that was going to save another order of government's money, this one actually makes sure that the savings are the savings and the expense are in the same place.
We are in the post-silo way of doing things. One city, everybody.
Yay.
Say it with me while we vote. Please vote. Please vote. Please vote. Please vote. Please vote. The system. The voting. All right, I take it back. Everybody but corporate services was ready for this one. Specifically the branch, the clerk's branch. No? All right. By show of hands. By show of hands. All those in favor of opposite 38. Any opposed? I don't see any. That is carried unanimously. So you'll get that one recorded in the robot there. Op 18, Councillor Henderson.
I'm going to do my best in my Benel and Fuddled haze to try and...
Sorry? This one was, I clearly remember, was Henderson. So, yeah, so let the record show that this was moved by...
I didn't catch the one that was wrong. Probably my handwriting.
Okay. So, Op 18.
Essentially, the program is an important one, and just to give people a sense of what the program's been in place for quite a while. It's been underfunded from what we originally set out to do. It has been funding things. We took a big chunk of it the other day to fund Jerry Forbes, and it's set up for exactly that kind of thing. For us to be a partner, a one-third partner with other organizations that are building things in the city. So based on that, it seemed appropriate, given the mayor's suggestion, that we should be taking some of our photo radar money and moving it to somewhere where we're giving back directly to the community and working with the community. This seemed like a really good place to do that. So my motion essentially is to take some of that photo radar money and basically top up right now, the way it stands, would top up and finally fully fund this program. So there's $2.1 million of tax-based money in there right now. This would give us $2.9 million of photo radar money, which would finally fund a program that we set out. We had intended to fully fund this program 4 years ago, and we've never managed to do it. So the caution I will give, and there may be some thinking here, and because this affects the capital budget, and I'm going to try and walk through this as clearly as I can, the caution is we left two packages on the table in the capital budget that we also were going to use for this money. It was the traffic light program and the traffic safety program. There's no way that the reserve money is going to cover both of those. One of them is $40 million, the other one's $11 million. But what we can do, and this is where it gets a little bit complicated, what we leave, there's $6 million ongoing that'll be in this reserve, and there's $7.8 one-time money that will be in this reserve. So if we leave the $7.8 one-time money and use it for traffic safety, we can also then take some of the, even with my motion, we can also take some of the ongoing money, and it will accumulate over 4 years and move it back into capital. So I'm sorry that this is complicated. We're going to have to figure out how it goes, and we may want to move this number up and down a little bit, but my motion's on the table to fully fund the program out of this, and there are some variations here, but we are affecting another motion that we'll be coming back to in capital. I'm sure that's clear as mud.
Yeah. Well, I think the main point is you're not taking everything that's available in the photo radar reserve, so there's some residual.
I'm taking 2 points.
No, I'm not. I'm just interested that there's still money on the table in the reserve.
Both ongoing and one time.
And so what I'm getting to as a matter of process is that at some point we'll have to loop around whatever's left in there, and council has the opportunity to allocate some or all of that, one time and ongoing, to traffic safety capital projects. That can happen before this capital budget is finished, or it can happen at any time subsequent. So that's more because you did introduce that complexity. I just want to make sure we don't have to resolve that complexity to make this decision, other than that the more you draw for this purpose, the less is available for traffic safety over time. But we'll come back around to that at another occasion, either when the capital's in front of us again or through a subsequent report to council in the new year on now that we've structured the reserve, how much we want to draw from it and what traffic safety capital we might want to fund out of it. So, Councillor Anderson?
Well, I'm telling you right now, after listening to both of you, that before I vote on anything to do with this, I want a piece of paper that explains what the heck you were talking about.
Okay, well, why don't we postpone this motion then?
And I have some questions.
Do you want to move postponement, and then we can see if we can get you some better information? Otherwise, if you want more information and you're going to ask more questions, then you're dipping twice. So do you want us to try to get you something on paper, or do you want to ask questions and then move postponement?
Well, if I'm the only stupid person here, then...
No,
then
just ask for just postpone it.
That's a point of order. I'm wondering if it'd be more appropriate to move this motion to deal with the capital motions.
But, Mr. Mayor, I do want some clarification, even if we're going to postpone it.
Okay, then ask questions of clarification, and then that may inform whether there's a desire to postpone.
Ms. Cochran, is the Community Services Community Facility Partner Capital Grant Program, the $5 million program that we tried to institute a number of years ago?
Yes.
And it can only fund 25% of a partner's ask, correct?
Yes.
So, and I didn't seem to hear that what you're planning on doing is funding only 25% of the partner. That you were, I heard Councillor Henderson say he was going to try to fund it all.
No, I'm trying to fully fund the program. The program 25% funds the partners. The program was always designed to be a $5 million program.
Yes.
We've never reached that.
Yes, I hear
so,
you. I hear
so,
you.
Yeah.
So your conversation wasn't talking about funding traffic lights or anything else?
No, this motion uses a fund that we've already talked about elsewhere. I just wanted people to be aware of that. I didn't want them to be surprised later.
Maybe it wasn't as convoluted. Is this motion intending on simply taking money out of the photo radar reserve and putting money into the partnership fund?
Yes.
Period. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all this motion does.
And I apologize for even suggesting that it was more complicated. There just was an awful lot of words talking about traffic lights and so on and so forth. So I'm fine.
Good. Okay. Fuzzy there, so. Councillor Oshry.
Okay, so our choices with this $2.9 million to either put it into this or into traffic safety. Is that my understanding?
Under the policy recently approved by council, yes.
Yes. Correct?
Yes.
So we've got all these other priorities, and because of this policy that we approved, our hands are tied. We can either do this or traffic safety. That's it.
That is, in terms of the policy that you approved, you can do community infrastructure priorities, and the two programs that were mentioned for consideration were this one and the Community League Infrastructure Program. If you have other community infrastructure programs that you want to put this money into, such as perhaps the New Park Development Program, that would be an option as well. But under the policy that you just days ago approved, those are the constraints that you put on the reserve.
Which I voted against, correct?
I believe so.
Thank you very much. So in order to put it into the parks that you mentioned as an example, how would that work?
You just make a motion to that effect.
I think we need to have a broader conversation about what to do with this money, rather than so I would. Mr. Mayor, I'd lead to you for some guidance on how to do that, but I think before we decide to put some money into this, I think this is going to ultimately be a lot of money, and I think we need to have a broader conversation about the different options of where we could possibly put this money in the future. So that's what I would like to achieve. I'm not sure practically Robert's rules-wise how I would go about doing that.
Well, there's a couple different pathways. One would be to move postponement of this to the end of the budget and then have that discussion then. But if your intent is really to suggest that it's premature to allocate these funds in this way because you would like to have a larger discussion, then it would be to encourage councillors to not support the allocation of the funds at this time and to come back to it later. I think we would all benefit because of the confusion around what's left in the reserve and how can it be used to have that discussion. But notwithstanding that, it's in order for someone to say this is an ongoing source of funding. It was discussed at length on Friday in the presentations. So you could move postponement to a later point in this budget process to weigh it against other priorities, but if your intent is to take no action as part of the budget and to do it subsequently, then either encourage the mover to withdraw or have the motion voted against in order for that to occur.
And then the money would just, if that motion passed, sorry, if the motion failed, so then the money would just sit there.
The money would remain in the reserve until council makes decisions about allocation. This reduces the amount of money that's available. Council's still going to have that broader conversation about the balance of the one-time money that's in the reserve from 2014 and where it'll be allocated. So that broader discussion is going to happen either way. The question is it what the motion before us determines whether there's $2.9 million more or less in it in 2015.
Okay. Effectively. Should I speak to it now, or would you like to?
Is everybody ready to speak? Okay. Yeah. You may.
Well, I just think from what Ms. Rosen said, there's more options of what to do with this money than I was aware of. So I think until we have all those options on the table as to what we can do with the money and how much we could allocate to different programs, I think we should have that conversation before we just suddenly, and I would almost say randomly, put it into this program because we really have no other choice. So I think we need to have a broader discussion about that. So I would encourage anybody to vote against this. I would encourage everyone to vote against this so it would let us have that broader conversation, and then we could make an educated decision as to all the different options where we could put this money and hopefully make the right decision then, which ultimately might be the same, but at least that way we're going to have that conversation first. Thank you.
Councillor Anderson.
My numbers might be off, but they'll still illustrate my point. if we have 9.9 in money from photo radar in excess of budget that we assume is going to go into a reserve because we want to prove to the community that we're not, I don't know what, building roads with it or using it for nefarious purposes, that it's going to be community benefit oriented. All this does is take 2.9 of that. It leaves 7 million in the photo radar reserve. I really do strongly suggest to Councillor Oshry that perhaps he just make a subsequent motion that the topic of photo reserve fund use go on an agenda at an appropriate committee meeting. And I would welcome the opportunity to discuss that. And all it means is that for 15, we'd be discussing 7 instead of 9.9. And it would, I think, meet his intent. And it would allow us to make some decisions about what happens ongoing 16, 17, 18. We've been trying to fund this program for five or six or seven years. And there's always too many partners asking for 25% of their project for us to keep the money realistic. So I would like to see personally this 2.9 go here, and I really would welcome an opportunity to talk about appropriate uses for the reserve at a 2015 committee meeting. Thanks.
And that would be a subsequent motion that could be taken. That's well in order. I should spirit move a councillor to make it. Councillor Sohi.
So will there be a report coming to committee related to the reserve and the possible options within the policy, as you said, Ms. Rosen, that in areas where that reserve can be used?
So, Councillor Sohi, I'm going to be honest, I had not actually contemplated that, because in the report and in the policy, where it contemplates that you'll make those decisions is during budget. And so we do have an approved policy and an approved reserve. We have allocated within this base budget, yet subject to your approval, $35 million of that money, which leaves $6 million of ongoing funding available for allocation. And this is an appropriate allocation based on your policy. And so I think that it's just up to you to determine whether or not this is where you want to allocate your money or otherwise.
Well, I don't have any issues putting this money into, approving this out of that fund. I just want to understand. I tend to agree with Councillor Oshry. In the absence of having that broader discussion at a committee, right, instead of here, and really understanding what are the other options and for use of that reserve.
So then we could absolutely bring a report forward in the future, because this being reserve funding, there is no time limit in terms of approving a draw on that reserve right now. You could amend the budget to include a further transfer from reserve. You could make this motion today. You could, if you want to leave the remainder of the funds intact, you could have a report come forward. It would be good if Council would give us some direction in terms of the nature of the kinds of expenditures you'd like us to explore, whether or not they're just community infrastructure ones or traffic safety ones as well.
Well, yeah, because traffic safety is definitely the prominent area that should be funded through photo radar than community infrastructure, which I support as well if there's enough extra money in that, right? So,
yes.
But if we are have short of money on the sidewalk, under sidewalk, crosswalks, and in other areas, then you're basically shifting money from that primary intent of the photo rest. I'd rather have that discussion. I can support this now as kind of one-off, even though it fits into the policy, but I think we need to have that discussion.
All right, and I would suggest to you that one of the decisions you would have to make is which committee, because this actually is a reserve housed in corporate expenditures. It would make sense that it is executive committee, but it's also about automated enforcement, which would be transportation committee, and or community infrastructure, which is community services. So you need to determine.
Will you draft something up then, please?
We can.
I can, and I'll make that a subsequent. Would that work? Oh, here, Councillor Oshry is already working on it.
We got three different versions of it. Bev's got one.
There you go. Then I won't add my version to it. I'll just wait on for Councillor Oshry and Esslinger to.
As a subsequent. Yeah. Okay. Councillor Henderson with questions?
Yeah, I'm a little bit torn on this because we did have a report and we could have talked about this then. But I guess my worry about pulling this right now, Ms. Cochran, is there is an ask in here because we pulled a big chunk of money out of this fund to do Jerry Forbes, which has left the fund pretty seriously depleted, correct?
Correct.
So my nervousness, I mean, I know we can leave this motion and come back to it at a future report. We can put it back in, but if the decision then, and this is the problem within budget, if the decision then is not to do it, then we've left this program underfunded. And I would have made a motion differently. And I would have made this motion anyway, but I made it this way because it felt like an appropriate use of the money given the policy we just passed 5 or 10 minutes before. So I suspect we're going to have the same problem with the traffic safety stuff. We left that on the table knowing we were going to be able to have a conversation. If we know we're not prepared to spend this money on it, then I don't think we mean to leave that high and dry either. So we're in budget now, and I understand that we might be able to take care of this later if we leave it, but I would argue with you that this is a really important program that we've been desperately trying to fund for a number of years. It has huge impact in the community, and I'll listen to more questions, but I'll make my decision at the end.
Councillor McKean? To speak? Sure. Or do you have questions, Councillor Essinger, or do you
just
speak?
My subsequent.
Okay. Councillor McKean, speak.
Well, I don't know exactly what the subsequent will say, but I'll be supporting this. I'm always very concerned about how we will use photo radar money. I think there's an implied bargain with the community that we would put the money back into traffic safety. I think expanding it into community good works, especially in a program where we're getting we're putting in 25-cent dollars for community projects makes some sense to me. But I'm concerned about where other motions might take us as far as how we would spend this money. For this level, for us to become reliant on photo radar money for our budget really is something that worries me. So I will support this. I think it's a good project. Like I say, it's 25-cent dollars. And goes into the community. Thank you.
Councillor Essinger.
I have a subsequent. Did you want me to bring that now, or?
No. Let's finish the vote on this, and then we can go dueling subsequents afterwards.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak on this?
I'll just close. I think I would like to let the vote happen right now, understanding there's probably more conversation has to happen about the rest of the money later.
Okay. Please vote. Sway the vote. That is carried. And with a subsequent, Councillor Essinger.
Subsequent move that the administration bring a report to committee outlining the options for the use of the photo enforcement reserve fund due by February 24th.
Second.
We're just working on.
So, Mayor Iverson, the reason that I have a challenge with the way that particular motion is worded is that you've already decided on the options for use of the reserve. I think that what you're actually looking for is specific projects or programs that could be allocated to the unbudgeted funds remaining in the automated in the traffic safety and
recommendations for allocation from the reserve
that are in accordance with the policy that you just passed. And so I've given some amended wording to the clerk that I think conveys that?
Okay, that's not the amended wording. Well, are you okay, counselor, with Ms. Rosen's suggestion that we're not really, the policy is answered by the options. Or, sorry, the options are addressed by the policy, the recommendations for how to allocate.
Yes, I understood where she was going, and I'm supportive of that. So okay. If we could amend the wording, that would be great. I'm glad to do.
Okay, we'll just get the wording sorted.
Allocation.
So recognizing that council's decided to use it for these purposes to this amount, but that there's a balance left and we'll seek additional recommendations before. I'll just get the wording and then I'll come to Councillor.
I'm going
to
suggest something extra for the wording.
Let's get the wording locked here and then we'll come to your suggestion, just because it's always tough when they're trying to fix a previous suggestion. There's an additional suggestion. Okay, Councillor Henderson?
Yeah, I think what might be useful in that report as well, because it took me a while to do the math on it, is understanding, because it sits between the operating budget, which is a one-year situation, and the capital budget, which spans four operating budgets. And this reserve has money in it that's one time, and it has money in it that will generate each year of those 4 years. So I think if we could get in that report something that actually lays that out for us, so we understand how much money would be there if we used it for 4 years, and how much money would be there if we use it in a single year format, that would be useful for people.
Certainly, I've already half got that model together.
So there is a 4-year capital piece and a 1-year operating piece. Okay. Yeah.
Well, the trouble is part of it is one time and part of it is ongoing. That's what's making it complicated.
I don't think that you even need to state that. We will just bring that back.
That's understood?
Yeah, because, that's absolutely
because the policy contemplates that you can use it for infrastructure or operation.
Absolutely. And so in order to give you a complete picture, we would have to give you the implications of utilizing the funding. And this is worded specifically because you still do have some other motions that you might consider today. And so what this would be a report on is what's left, what's unbudgeted.
Yes.
Right? So.
Yep. Okay. You're satisfied with that wording as massaged? Okay. Any questions or concerns on this one? I don't see anybody on the board. I think we're ready to vote.
May we have the seconder, Mr. Mayor?
Councillor Loken.
Okay. Please vote on the subsequent and display the vote.
That's carried. Oh, boy.
We're getting there. Op 19, Councillor Oshry. Sorry. Oh, you're subsequent ready now, Councillor Anderson? Okay, fire away.
Just very quickly,
can you turn on your microphone?
If we remember Nuit Blanche event, the motion says that administration bring a report to Community Services Committee on the results of the Nuit Blanche event due first half of 2016. I just have one. Seconded by Councillor McKean. I just have one question, is that if it's a smashing success and they want money in the next budget, that still allows us to do that, right? It's early enough?
Well, if we don't specify the time, then the report can come immediately after the event or at a reasonable time.
Sure.
And in time to inform future decisions. So
no later than June 16th.
Yeah, it can come earlier if it's pertinent. So,
thank you.
Okay. Any questions on that? I'm not seeing anybody on the board on the sub. Thanks for the subsequent. Please vote. Display the vote. That's carried. Councillor Osh, I've got Councillor Essinger and Councillor Anderson both on the board. That was from residual stuff.
Off.
Okay. Now, with the board clear, Councillor Oshry on Op 19.
Thank you. This is $1 million to fund the Leveraging Edmonton's Waste Management Leadership, which is basically the Waste Resolutions Edmonton standalone company, I guess. And so this will allow Waste Free Solutions to keep pursuing their negotiations for the projects that they're looking to partner with overseas, and obviously solidify our international reputation of a recycling leader, and also to ultimately create a revenue stream for the city. So if we don't fund this, then this program is dead. So this is a $1 million ongoing to keep the program going.
Councillor, questions?
I'm not quite understanding the way the profile is being written, because so we understand how much we may still be underfunding it, because this profile looks like it looks like more than $3.9 million.
Yeah, and it's actually mistaken the way the profile is put together.
So we would be adding
51 and then 215 and 517.
So we're putting 111, which means we're underfunding by about 9.9.
So I think that what would be good to have an understanding of is if this council is actually then supportive of the increase going up by 200,000 in 16 and another 500,000 in 17.
Right. And that would get us up to 3.
And that's will get you your 3.9.
Okay.
And then it all drops off in 18.
Gotcha. Okay, good. It wasn't making sense from here. Thanks.
I apologize. That was my error.
Councillor Walters?
So ultimately, this is a commercialization of our waste management expertise and a revenue generator, hopefully, for the city. So this $1 million and then the subsequent year's money is to help seed projects to get the company going.
Yes.
Can you say a little bit more about some of those projects again? Just maybe talk just generally.
Generalities, I can.
We've had some info sessions, a couple info sessions, and shareholder meetings, but just a reminder.
So, council gave Waste Free Solutions a minimal amount of money over 13 and 14 that allowed us to actually start to explore opportunities, international opportunities. We have been extremely successful with regards to focusing on a number of opportunities overseas, and actually are at the point where we're going to be bringing specific projects forward that could actually start to go forward next year in 2015, that would then in a very short period of time see a return starting to be developed, and eventually then that return would accrue to the city in the form of a revenue stream with dividends being paid by this company.
And you said a very short period of time. Can you specify?
So by the time this three-year period is ended, we should see not only that the company will be self-sustaining, but there should be a small dividend that is capable of being paid back to the city.
Okay. Thank you.
Councillor Anderson?
I think using our intellectual property and expertise not only to assist in other parts of the world but to return revenue. Far be it from me to throw stumbling blocks in front of that opportunity, but I'm going to make an amendment that the funds, and I believe rightfully so, should come from the financial stabilization reserve if we're, I'll stop there and wait for a seconder, and then in speaking to it briefly, if we have any certainty that there is revenue to be made here, we should have comfort in the fact that our financial stabilization reserve will be paid back from revenue earned by Waste Free Solutions, and that we should not be taking property tax money from citizens to investigate international waste business. But I just think it's appropriate to use the financial stabilization fund.
So that's your motion, is to amend the source of funds to be one time from the financial stabilization reserve.
3.9 over 3 years.
Sorry, you want to draw 3.9 one time from FSR?
Over 3 years, yeah.
Okay, that's, I'm going to need some help from the clerk here because we're...
Mr. Mayor, I think that that would be a new amendment, an Op 44, because there's too many things that have changed, so it would be confusing if you tried to vote on them as an amendment.
Yeah, because it's scope, I mean, it is and it isn't, because it's only a one-year budget. It's committing 3 years funding, which is a different scope, to go to 3.9, and then it is a change in the source of funds as well. So... I think it's in order to take that as an amendment. It's a legitimate suggestion of a way to fund the surface package, but it's at odds with the other one. So I can't stack them up for voting purposes in the same way that we would otherwise. I mean, we can because we vote on yours first.
Could you if it was only 1 million?
Vote on his first.
Pardon me?
Could we if it was only 1 million for 1 year?
Yes, because all you'd be doing is changing the funding source. But if your intent really is to suggest that that's the right place to go over the next couple of years as well.
Yeah, my intent is to investigate our potential revenue-producing company using FSR as a funding source.
Okay, what I want to just run by members of council for input is if we take that as a fully formed amendment on its own, and it is parallel, so as opposed to an amendment to the amendment, we'll take it as an amendment to the budget, and then what we'll do is we figure out which order it makes most sense to vote on those in. It probably makes sense because it's a bigger number to vote on Councillor Anderson's first, and then to deal with the other one second, unless there's a will to change the other package as well. So I'll accept it as an amendment, but not as an amendment to the amendment, because it's too substantive a change to the main motion. So I'll take it. So we'll get the sheet. We'll call that one Op 44, right? That's Op 44. Is a new amendment, but we're going to bring it forward and deal with it at the same time as we're dealing with these other ones, and we're going to have to figure out the order that makes sense to vote in them. You could go either way on that one, so I'll have to think about that a little bit. But I think what we'll do is we'll take that as a fully formed amendment, and if there's no objection, we'll take questions on both at the same time, because we're talking about the same program. We're just talking about two different, very, very different strategies for funding it. But then if we ask questions on both, I think that'll save time. Is there any objection to taking that approach? Okay. Nope. No, I'm going to rule that because it addresses the same program, we should ask questions on them together, and we can debate the merits of both, and then when it comes to voting, we'll figure out which one we're going to vote on, which order we're going to vote on. The clerks can think about that. But so Op 44 is 3.9 one time from FSR versus Op, whichever one we're on, 19, which is 1 million ongoing from... No, this one's from funding available for council on an ongoing basis. So, okay, thank you, Councillor Anderson. That's taken. Did you have more further questions? Or okay, so we'll carry on with questions on both. Councillor Givens.
Ms. Rosen, I'm going to ask you the question. What's your thoughts?
So I actually do believe that... So if I could give a parallel, we have done something similar to what Councillor Anderson is suggesting before for an initiative where we were trying to create some economic development. And so it's not that unusual a move. And absolutely, I do believe, I wouldn't be recommending this if I didn't believe that eventually this money would be recouped and paid back to the city with a dividend beyond that. So I think that taking it out of the FSR would be an acceptable alternative.
So acceptable?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes, absolutely.
So to the clerk, are we... looking at the way the votes would go, that confirm what the mayor was saying?
The order of voting?
Yes, we are looking into that. I would think that it would be
the larger impact is the 3.9.
Yes.
because it fully funds, and actually in some ways Councillor Henderson's version of the motion only, or sorry, Councillor Oshry's version of the motion only partially funds. So I think we would probably vote on the 3.9 first.
Okay, thank you.
That's my suggestion, unless there's an objection to that. Okay. Councillor Nicol? To speak? Okay, Councillor Henderson, do you have questions?
Yeah.
Okay, if you can click on again, Councillor Nicol, sorry about that.
I'm intrigued by this idea, but I just want to think it through a little bit, because I'm just wondering about our obligations and what the financial stabilization reserve is for, because we do invest that money, correct? So it's not inappropriate to use it for investments, because we do that all the time, correct?
So yes, it is invested from a perspective it's in our balanced fund.
So I'm just thinking this through out loud.
Yep.
So it's a question of what our risk profile is in terms of that investment, correct?
Yes. So if you recall, we have promised you, because in 2015 we owe you a reserve report, yeah, and we had indicated to you that we were going to bring the FSR forward for consideration to fund it on a risk basis as opposed to a percentage of operating budget basis. So we are reviewing that regardless,
so,
Councillor Henderson.
So the reality is we do take risk with the FSR. The question is how much risk.
So I wouldn't say that we take risk with the FSR.
Well, we're investing it. It's low risk, but there is.
Oh, I don't think that I would view that as risk at all.
Okay.
I think that what we do with the FSR is we actually use it to allay risk. So the biggest risk that we have from an operating budget perspective is the volatility in snow, and that's the primary purpose for the FSR.
And that's one kind of risk. I'm thinking that I'm trying to.
If you're talking about an investment risk
fund. And I understand it's really low, but I'm just trying to think this
Given our results, and Mr. Burge can speak to this, but given our results, I would not classify it as a risk at all.
Okay.
Because our investment returns are stellar.
I'm no question of that right now. I think there was a time when we were in BREX that we might have felt differently.
So,
and I think the city was heavily into BREX. So I don't want to, and I, that's not a, no suggestion that we're any kind of risk there. I'm really just trying to get a sense of, as an investment, where this sits with our investment risk profile. And would it, you know, and because I think that's the question we have to ask.
So Waste Free Solutions would be riskier than your current investment profile.
How much riskier?
So that's really hard for me to establish, Councillor, because
so there's two pieces here. This wouldn't be considered under a traditional risk profile because it's an evolving company. The other one you might want to think about is if this is not. Typically, you do one-time withdrawals from reserves as opposed to an ongoing withdrawal from reserve.
Yeah.
So
we could do it one time, though.
Well, you could, but that's not what the motion.
No.
So you just need to think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the motion is a one-time withdrawal of 3.9.
Which we would probably not take out all at once, you know. So. But in terms of, to ask the question the other way, in terms of the big picture of the reserve, this is a tiny piece of it, right? So we're not exposing very much of it.
We're not exposing very much of it.
It would be it's about 3%.
This would be a tease.
Not even.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if there is slightly higher risk, it's on a tiny portion of the reserve, and because there's higher risk, there's probably also higher benefit possible.
Yes. And okay. you could indicate that the eventual repayment of the reserve would include that opportunity cost.
Great. Okay, thanks.
I got a couple questions. So, Councillor Essinger, if you could take the chair.
Have the chair.
So realistically, what would happen in terms of the accounting is the $3.9 million would go from unallocated reserve to allocated reserve.
Yes.
And then that would be drawn on as needed. Over
yes.
a period of 3 years.
Yes.
And you could report on that to the shareholder, which is essentially making a venture capital investment here.
Yes.
So this is not, you know, blue chip. This is a different, longer play, early stage capital growth aspiration.
Yes.
Piece with uncertain returns.
Very, very much so.
If it works, great. If not, we tried.
Yes.
Well, that's why you're not taking it out of your normal portfolio. That's why you're
exactly. That's the point. We're not dipping into the EdTel fund to fund this or anything like that, because we got a stable thing going there. So this, I think knowing that we've got the 3-year commitment makes sense. We could do it 1 year at a time, but I think that understanding that this takes a longer commitment, and this shows seriousness to other partners and future folks, I think this deals with it once. So I'm going to support actually the 3.9 one time, and then that doesn't get us muddied up in any ongoing tax levy draw. So I think this is a good strategy with an abundance of caution about the use of the reserve. So I'll take back the chair.
Turn the chair.
And go to Councillor Osher. Did you have questions or just to speak? Okay, questions then? Go ahead. Do you have questions? Because Councillor Nichols, just to speak.
So just to back up, how long has this initiative, or whatever you call it, been going on for?
So it's actually being funded for 2 years, 13 and 14.
Okay, and my motion, are we committing to 3 million? Is that your understanding?
Yes, that's my understanding.
The other one is 3.9?
Yes.
Okay, those are my questions.
Okay.
Okay. Councillor Nichol?
Yes, just to speak to it, and Mr. Farbrother, thank you very much for pointing out where the money's coming from in terms of the sourcing. I think Councillor Anderson's notion that it comes from the FSR as opposed to the tax levy will make it much more palatable to the taxpayer, because the funds that we do put out there all have certain levels of risk, and the FSR is invested in a certain kind of portfolio as opposed to the EdTel endowment. And so I applaud Councillor Anderson for this, and I would encourage for the 3 years. Don't short the program. If you're going to do it right, make sure it's funded. If it doesn't work, then you'll have to wear it. But the worst thing you can do on a startup, as we know, is short it out of the gate. And so I would encourage everyone to support the 3-year program. Ms. Rosen, I certainly hope you're right. I know the risks over there are very, very high. So I certainly hope that your confidence is well-founded in our return. There is always a risk when we talk about the investment of government IP into something. And so people will always challenge us. I just got a phone call from somebody in Ontario talking about, is this an appropriate use of taxpayers' money? This is not a utility, for example. It's something very different. And I said to him, this is it, because there is a technology risk. We identified that because the market is changing and investments are changing, and therefore technologies are changing. But we feel there is room. And so I said, this is probably a worthwhile risk if we minimize and the source of funds. I was about to talk to where this funding was going anyways, but Councillor Anderson's FSR approach is the proper way to go. So I'd encourage councillors to support it and keep our fingers crossed and wait for the reports. Thank you.
Councillor Oshry. To close, or Councillor Anderson? Okay. Well, it's actually Councillor Anderson's motion is the one that's in front of us right now. So, Councillor Anderson?
I'm just going to suggest to all of us that we've already accepted the level of risk by creating the company, by funding it to this particular point. So we're doing nothing here that we haven't already. This is just the third step of a 3-step process that we've already agreed to. Thanks.
Okay, so please vote on Op 44, which is the one-time draw from the reserve. Please vote. Display the vote. And that's carried. And I'm going to interpret that as making the other motion moot. So just for the record, let's withdraw it. Okay, thank you. Any objection to that? I don't see any. Okay, so that's pulled. And we are now on to Op 20. Councillor Oshry. You're up again. EDC Health Accelerator.
Okay, this is to fund the EDC Health Accelerator for $500,000. So this is. I was at a breakfast event where Minister Ambrose wrote us a check for, I think it's about $7.5 million, so Mr. Ferguson's going to correct me if my numbers are wrong. And the province is putting in $500,000, and we're putting in hopefully $500,000, and this is to help. So, I mean, we're leveraging other people's money, which we always like to do. But more importantly, I think, is it helps to diversify our economy, build innovation in healthcare delivery. You know, we're partnering with the U of A, AHS, and a bunch of other organizations here. So this is really a way to diversify our economy and also to invest in some technology that's hopefully going to spur some economic, well, not hopefully, will spur some economic benefits to our city and the region.
Thank you. Councillor Anderson?
I think it's a great idea. What's our funds available for council remaining?
They said $1 million roughly the last time we had it. Did you want to suggest changing the source of funds to be?
Nope. I just want to know that it's included in the funds available.
Yeah, it was within the 8 out of the 9 that's been spoken for, I believe. Or 6 out of the 9 that's been spoken for.
Yes.
Yep.
It is? Thank you. Eminently supportable, then.
Councillor Walters?
How much was the university putting into this? Who can answer that?
I think the answer is they're not putting anything in directly other than their ongoing support of tech.
I believe that is the case. I'm sorry, I don't have that direct information.
Okay, that's fine.
Councillor Knack?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So really love this. I'm just curious about, we had a conversation, I think it was a shareholder meeting recently, where we discussed sort of the future for EDC. And one of the questions, and I think a very valid question, is do we sort of continue and operate as is with just small increases, or this will be a question. Or do we invest a lot more to get more money? So I guess I'm curious. I'm throwing out the question to say, should we wait for that conversation to finish, as we were, you know, talking about a three-year operating budget next year? And in the interim, if this is a very valuable piece, cutting out, you know, there's a conversation, a question I think you asked, Councillor Autry, about reviewing the bottom 20% and then prioritizing that this over whatever's in that bottom 20%. So I guess I don't know who to ask, because I can't really ask them in the audience. So
that is in the realm of the rhetorical question, I think.
Well, I can't ask them. They're not.
So, Mayor Addison, I'm not sure that I understand why EDC couldn't come down and answer a question. We've done that with police in the past, and they're both boards.
Yeah, actually, you're right.
Of council.
Yeah, sure.
We do that for them and for the library and for police typically.
Yeah, no, it's the others.
Yes.
The outsiders that we don't, but they're all in the family, right, Mr. Ferguson? Yeah, you come on down. You can answer questions on these.
So I guess just to sort of try and rephrase the question, sounds like this is a priority. I think it absolutely makes a lot of sense. Should you instead, until we have the bigger discussion, find something to cut out of your bottom 20% performing and just include this versus putting new money into this?
Well, it's an interesting question. I mean, the concept around this is we have a joint venture.
Yep.
With Tech Edmonton. This is the most strategic thing for Tech Edmonton to be doing to advance their position going forward. We look at it as, from all of the portfolio of things we could have presented to council, this is probably our number one in terms of the most value for money and the most impact on the community. It really focuses us on the health. We, as a joint 50-50 joint venture partner, the U of A puts in $1.5 million a year. We put in $1 million a year. And so this kind of brings us up to that equal level with the university. And so I wouldn't be looking at our existing budget to be taking something from to do. Our job is to bring new ideas to council, which is why this funds, you know, this goes into this discussion as opposed to the growth discussion going forward. And I'd leave that other conversation more for a board and a shareholder discussion, as to always reviewing what, where do we get the least value from, and how do we reappropriate those things. This would be outside of that, in my view.
So I get it, really all I'm trying to just grasp with is there, are there items in the least value category that are really not valuable that should in fact just go to this versus us putting new money into it? And I mean, if you believe even our lowest value item right now is still of value to EDC, then that's great. I just wanted to double check. So
no, we believe it is.
Okay.
And we have a 10.1x return on the dollars that you give us today. Mm-hmm. We think this drives more over time, but I'm not prepared to say I'm going to just exit 20% of something in order to move that money around. This is unique to Tech Edmonton and really strategic for a multitude of partners to come together on.
No, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Councillor Katarina?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Ferguson, just give me a clarification how this money flows. So if we approve this, money goes to you, and then from you, explain how that flows to Tech.
So currently we get $1 million a year from the city through council, direct to us, and then we flow it directly into Tech Edmonton. And that's how I would assume this money would also flow going forward.
So just
clarification, Mr. Mayor, we that's true. What we do is we've entered into an agreement that we signed off with the university, and the $1 million commitment was a five-year agreement that we entered into. So if council was seeking to put more funding in here, what we could do is amend the agreement. I think the actual initiative here calls for a five-year commitment. I would ask Brad to confirm whether that was the case or not. Yeah, that's what the commitment is here. If you were to go down that road, we could do an amendment to add the extra $500,000 in, and then also reference the five-year commitment. But that, of course, Mr. Ferguson, if you, I don't want to presuppose the mechanisms.
Okay, so
That's in the paperwork, but I think the key takeaway of the report might be, or of the paperwork, is that we get a report annually from Tech Edmonton on what they do with the $1 million.
That's correct.
They could also, in the same course of business, report to us on what's happening with the half specific to the health accelerator.
I think that's the best process going forward.
Okay, so then in actual fact, the city would be a 1.5. In with Tech, the $500,000 would be specific to the health side of things, whatever their health program is, the incubation program. And from Mr. Clausen's comments, so it's 5 years. We've been doing this for 2 years. There's 3 years left.
I would guess, Brad, I'm not sure. It's got to be 2 years at least, since, or maybe three, since we signed that last agreement with the university. I'm sorry, I haven't got the agreement in front of me.
I think we renewed a year.
The current contract expires at the end of 2015.
Okay.
Say that again.
Sorry. The current contract for the $1 million a year expires at the end of 2015.
Okay. Would that have to come back to us, or would that be renegotiated? But it still would have to come back to us to approve the contract and approve the dollars.
That's correct.
2015, so that's next year. So what would they do with this five immediately? What's in the program that they require this immediately?
So the overall funding package is federal, provincial, and city, hopefully.
Yeah.
The startup in year one is to allocate resources and functional expertise into the healthcare area. Right now they do 64%, I believe, in healthcare already, and it allows them to build out specific infrastructure, specific programming around that, especially entrepreneurs and residents, things like that, in the first year.
What I'm trying to understand, Mr. Ferguson, is we give them $1 million now. This is on top of that, the 5 million. But if Councillor Oshry, his comments were that Mr. Ambrose and the province have put in the 7-some-odd million, and the province, I can't recall what you said.
Point five. $500,000.
$500,000. Does this
really needed, given the $7 million from the feds? Like,
well, the
relationship here, I mean, just the amounts seem way out of whack on the Fed side this time around.
So the federal government is $7.5 million over the 5 years.
Over the 5 years. Okay.
And this is $1 million a year for
five years. Okay, so it gets closer.
With us in the province, it's really, that was the conditions for under the Canadian Accelerator and Incubator Program that we applied for and were successful on.
Okay. So this is a flow through from you, or from us to you to them. So don't take this wrong, but why do we need a middleman?
That's a fine question. You could do it direct. However, how Tech Edmonton reports to you through the contract today is through EEDC. So what we look at is probably as 2015 comes to an end, wrapping this together with the existing funding that goes forward at that time. And just for simplicity, it comes through us versus a whole bunch of different organizations coming to you independently.
Okay. I would, at some point, I think they probably have more money on their own than a lot of groups that report directly to us, that be contemplated, Mr. Klassen, in the contract coming forward, that we maybe look at how they report, whether it stays the same or whether it changes, I don't know. But I think it would be worth dealing with these guys on their own as well.
Well, that the motion can be made at the time. Councillor Sohi.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So is the federal and provincial support conditional upon $500,000 from city through EEDC?
That's correct.
It is conditional?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So they're leveraging their money to get over money. All right. Okay. So when I look at the annual, is at 3.5 to 3.7 million. If federal support is 7.5 over 5 years, and provincial is $500,000 each year, that doesn't add up. So where's the balance of the...
The balance is, the desire to have it come from the provinces, because I can only speak to what's being committed to date.
So you're expecting another $1 million from the province. So, okay. And that's not confirmed.
That's correct.
Okay. Thanks.
Councillor Walters?
It says ongoing as the source of funding. And in the profile, it has it for 1 year.
The profile description actually identifies it to be, it was intended to be for 5 years.
Oh, okay. I'd heard that, but so $500,000 for 5 years. Right. Doesn't in the profile.
Councillor Walters,
okay.
I believe I got it.
But I was looking at the bottom part. Forgive me. Thank you.
So the bottom part actually does indicate that it's ongoing. If it weren't, there'd be a minus 500 in year two, and there's not. So this is an ongoing profile. You're welcome.
Deputy Mayor, if you could take the chair.
The chair.
This is a great opportunity that is in our bailiwick to help leverage dollars and build support for, in particular, health innovation here, and this city has been for a long time and needs to stay at the forefront of healthcare, health data analytics, health technologies, and this helps by attracting all three orders of government's commitment to it. This helps us solidify that, helps with long-term economic diversification. This is clearly in our mandate to have a role in this, and just as I was arguing earlier, you know, we should be putting something into prevention and others should be putting in. You know, we've got other orders of government stepping up here to support economic diversification in our city, and we could quibble about the regional impacts of that, but this activity is going to occur in the heart of our city at Tech Edmonton, and I think this leverages the capacity that we've already built at Tech Edmonton through EDC and through our partnership with the University of Alberta. This helps take that further strategically, and I think if it's reported on annually and we can see some companies grow out of this that help maintain Edmonton's leadership in health innovation, then I think that that's a good thing. And it also supports, in the one way that's relevant for us to directly support the University of Alberta's preeminence as a commercialization and spin-off generator, this is this and through Tech Edmonton, which as we know is one of the top incubators in the world and certainly one of the best incubators in Canada, I think that this is a good move for us to make and will produce returns, albeit in the long run, in terms of new companies, profile, business opportunities, and prominence for companies coming out of Tech Edmonton in general and for the University of Alberta as a valued partner. So that's why I'll be supporting this. I'll take the chair back. Anybody else? To close, Councillor Oshry?
What the mayor said.
Excellent closing statements there. That's, please vote. Display the vote. And that's carried. I just want to double check. Are we going to get, we'll get annual reporting on that through the Tech Edmonton annual report?
I believe Tech Edmonton reports directly to you on an annual basis. On a quarterly basis.
So, but it's understood that this would be part of that report? Reporting on this would be part of their normal annual reporting?
We can make sure that happens between EDs here and ourselves. Not a problem.
Great. And then, you know, as to the shareholder, anything you want to add when we're in that other capacity. But just wanted to verify that we get performance updating to council on this through executive committee with Tech Edmonton. So, Councillor Walters and Councillor Anderson are on the board. Is that from before?
Okay. Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Caterina.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, if it's appropriate now for this particular item in regards to Tech Edmonton, I'd like to make that subsequent motion that administration bring back report or information, Mr. Klassen, on given that you're going to be looking at the contract in 2015, that we also take a look at Tech Edmonton dealing directly with the city, with us, given their size of budget. We have many others that are much smaller than they are that deal directly with us. And from Mr. Ferguson's answer, there's no reason outside of just the way it's been set up that they don't do that now. It's we give them the money, they give it to Tech. Tech gives them the information that then comes back from EDC. I think that we'd have a better understanding of what Tech Edmonton does and could do if we deal with them directly going forward when the new contract comes up.
I'll second that.
Okay, that's moved by Councillor Caterina, seconded by Councillor Nicol.
And that's just for discussion, Mr. Mayor. I'm not saying that that has to be done in the next contract. I'm just saying that that administration give us some reporting back on whether that would be better or worse than what we're doing now and why or why not.
Okay. Can we just get the wording of the motion sorted out?
Yeah. Mr. Mavis is working on that.
Before we're into questions or comments on it. Well, I think the councillor's describing something more than a direct reporting relationship because that already exists for the annual report. With Tech.
From Tech to
contracting and reporting relationship with council. City of Edmonton. Okay. You satisfied with that wording, Councillor?
Yeah, I think if it's understood that we see with the next contract whether getting reporting directly from them or whether we should continue going through EEDC and what the benefits one way or the other are.
Okay.
The decision will be made at the time of the contract.
Councillor Anderson?
Mr. Klassen or... Perhaps my understanding originally when this was set up the first time was that we wanted to get away from having to deal on a day-to-day basis with Tech Edmonton, and the mandates of the two organizations were similar, and it made sense to have the day-to-day stuff occur in an annual report from Tech Edmonton back to us, simply because we're a funder, but there are other funders. Is that right?
This was the second renewal. My understanding, and again, Brad could add to this, is that initially it was set up to leverage the functionality with respect to the business and economic development side, and look at a coordinated liaison between the organizations. I believe that was the original conversation. Yes,
Brad, do they operate at arm's length from you, or do you have daily or weekly or monthly interactions and meetings on operation?
Operationally, we connect more than once a week. Like, we're on a pretty consistent basis as part of the whole entrepreneurship program that we run with startup and tech and the research park. They don't operate independently 100% because it's through us that you direct your board of directors. And
perhaps I didn't even mean that. Yeah. What I meant was, do we want to have more than weekly Q&As and interaction with Tech Edmonton, or should we allow EEDC to do all that for us and have Tech Edmonton and EEDC on report on an annual basis? I will support this because it's, as Councillor Caterina says, just information. But I really think it is where it belongs. Any other comment?
I think any time through a life of any kind of organization or contract, you should review it on a timely basis. And yeah. So I have nothing against this at all. I'm very supportive of it.
Okay. Thank you.
Councillor Walters?
Speaking to it?
Yep.
Seems to me it's a motion that aims to fix a problem that doesn't exist. EDC is our economic development organization that deals directly with an economic development project that we fund. So things, and in our normal review of the contract, we would evaluate whether we should continue that or not, or whether we should change it. So to get the administration to do a report on that seems a bit superfluous, so I won't support it.
Deputy Mayor, if you could take the chair.
Have the chair.
Mr. Ferguson, did Tech Edmonton go and get this money on their own, or was EEDC involved in securing these funds from the other orders of government?
We worked in cooperation. They were the lead. They were the proponent, but certainly we backstopped them in terms of, you know, our support of what we were going after.
Because you're trying to pull together an ecosystem for economic development, not a bunch of lily pads floating off in different directions.
That's correct. When you have a federal program like a CAPE funding, we have the opportunity as a city to have more than one organization go after that funding, and that's a little bit embarrassing when you look in the federal side, when we don't have our act together locally. So one of the strengths that I think we put in place over the last year is the coordination within the ecosystem.
And that includes Startup, which we could ask to have report to us separately. That includes TechNow and the rest of the family that you've got already in the house at EEDC. Well, I'm not going to support this because I think this is an example of one of those reports that we don't need to spend time creating, because I agree with Councillor Walters. I don't see an issue here. I think the reporting structures we have work. We get an annual report from Tech Edmonton as it is, which satisfies me. If there are other issues, then let's deal with the other issues. I don't think that we need to separate, for our purposes, Tech out from EEDC, since EEDC is our quarterback for economic development as it is, and includes Tech, and is trying to build a singular strategy for that. So I don't think splitting it out is necessary. I think if it's, you know, and the reporting is sufficient for my purposes, so I don't see a need for this. I'll take the chair back. Anybody else? Councillor Caterina to close.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I said initially, this is not to make a decision one way or another. It's to gather information whether Tech Edmonton at this point or moving forward is of a size and stature that they can deal directly with us, because I think as more successful they are, more implications. And again, Mr. Ferguson, no disrespect intended, but I think that the City of Edmonton has a little more clout if we are directly involved in their advocacy as well as the EDC. As you said, the more the better, and I think that we, with the University of Alberta, with the feds, with the province, I think have a little more or a bigger stick than just the EDC. Not saying that you should be omitted entirely, but I think Tech is reaching a point now with the amount of dollars that they've been able to leverage that this is going to be very significant in the next number of years in their development, and I think that we as a city should have that option to be directly involved if we need to be. Councillor Anderson's comments that do we want to be there on a weekly basis? We're not an operational board here. This council is a governance board. We set policy. Administration takes care of the day-to-day stuff, so that has nothing to do with the conversation here today. But what I do agree with Councillor Anderson is that information is always good. Might be completely wrong information, and I might be the first one to say we continue doing what we're doing, but I think we need that option at this point, whether it makes sense to look at a slightly different reporting structure. So for that, I think it's very valuable information to have back, and for those reasons, Tech Edmonton will be significant if it continues on this path, and we as a city should be more directly involved rather than the once a year reporting back of what happened or didn't happen. So, thank you.
Please vote. Display the vote. That has failed. Next up is Op 21. Councillor Oshry, you're still
away.
You're still up, yeah.
Just give me 1 second, 45. Ah, tourism. Okay, so again, this is EDC. The original ask from EDC was $500,000, so I made a motion to increase by $300,000 to leverage the marketing destination marketing hotel funding. So just a brief background is there's $2.5 million revenue generated from hotel taxes today, with I think projected double that next year. And so EDC now leverages that money for promoting Edmonton as a brand, tourism brand, and they've done lots of good work with the Edmonton original branding and that sort of thing. And this is leveraging, so it's five times leverage on the money, as we all like to use that. This is basically for more FTEs to spend that money.
It's actually 8.2 once you cut it back.
Ah.
Leverage.
What he said. So that is my introduction.
Thank you. Questions on this one? Speaking to this one? Councillor McKean?
So, Mr. Ferguson, the original request was for $500,000. This is down to $300,000. Please explain to us the original request and any implications of a reduction for $500,000 to $300,000.
I can't comment on the reduction in terms of the $500,000 to $300,000 in that decision, but the implications are... when we looked at having our staff component of it, so this is really about us being able to deliver a larger volume of work. We'll enter into it with the best efforts and hopefully work with the Destination Marketing Fund and Edmonton National Hotels to either spread that out over the year and graduate into it where we can earn it back, or just simply do it on a best efforts basis.
So the $300,000 is adequate.
Our initial request was $500,000, and there's a reason we put that in. We think that's the right amount on a leverage point of view for us to be able to deliver the increase in volume. If it comes back as $300,000, we'll look at adjusting some of the overhead associated with it and some of the personnel and the salaries and things like that. We kind of have our team in mind, but we'll adjust if that was the case.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilor Oshry, anybody else wishing to speak?
Well, I just want to make a question.
An impassioned plea or a question?
No, it's more of a statement slash question slash, I don't know. Just
Don't you think?
Just let me talk for
fire away. It's now your time for don't you thinks. You have 5 minutes.
No, if any councillor was interested in making an amendment to my amendment, I actually, just because it was a tight budget, I pulled out that figure, the 300,000. So that was not with any consultation with EDC. So if anybody would like to amend my motion to increase it to 500, that would be fine.
I don't see anyone clicking on. Deputy Mayor, take the chair.
As a chair.
I thank Councillor Oshry for bringing this one forward. I recall from the questioning that Mr. Ferguson thought, you know, there may be some ways to move things around. It might be not optimal to not get the full amount, but that there was a bit of flexibility overall. And so I appreciate that there's some restraint in this, but we do need to top up. Would be at 8.33. I actually did the math with a calculator, and so I was wrong. Close but wrong. So I think this is good value for money, and again, this is leveraging a private sector contribution to promote our city. And so I think we can see how we do with the 300, and if we need to make an adjustment to that in subsequent years, then based on 1 year's experience, we can see how to do that. If it's something EDC can manage with, leveraging the capacity that's already deployed for the first 2.5 million, then we'll see where we're at. But given the challenges we're always under, I think, you know, I think we need to do something, and I think this is a good start. So I'll support the motion at the stated amount. I'll take the chair back. Okay. Anybody else? Want to close? Please vote. Display the vote. And that one's carried. Okay. And you got one more there, Councillor. We might be able to deal with it before the end of the day here, which is Op 22.
Okay, Op 22, which is EDC increased by 200,000 to fund Port Alberta. So this was, the original ask was 300,000. So I, again, without consultation, I decided 200,000 was the number I was going to pick. And this is basically to start or restart the Port Alberta initiative, and obviously I think we all know this has not gone well in the past, but this is one more kick of the cat to see if EDC could now do something with this with the airport. And I believe council can ask Mr. Ferguson some questions on this, but there's going to be an ask of my understanding is there's going to be an ask from EDC of the airport and the feds and the region and the Alberta government to chip in on this as well. So this is again leveraging our money with multi levels of other government and organizations. So with that, I'm sure there will be some questions.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. And if we don't do this, then Port Alberta is dead. So I think this is just one more kick of the cat. No, this is, well, it's ongoing, but I think I can't amend my own amendment, right?
If it's friendly, if no one objects, you could re-put it as one-time dollars.
So I would, I would do it as either as one-time or else have a report come back. I mean,
Well, you could do both even. You could have that it draw from the annualization, because I think there's still a little bit there. Yeah, there should be enough there. And then you could park it until we get a further report, because we've gotten a memo with some follow-up here, but we should probably have a full discussion about it. So let me just check whether there's any objection to making it a one-time draw from the one-time dollars instead of ongoing. Is there any concern with that change of the source of funds? No? Okay, so that's cool. And you're suggesting that it be held in abeyance until a report comes back?
No, I think we should. My initial was to fund it and then in a year from now have it come back and see what.
Have a report in a year. That's a subsequent then, so we'll just leave it with the change to the source of funds because there was no objection to that, and we'll figure out whatever sort of reporting. So I just wanted to get the motion clear before we ask questions and speak to it. So we do have 7 minutes left, so we may have to carry on this tomorrow. We'll see how we do. Keep going. Councillor Nicol.
Mr. Ferguson, can you please explain to me why this, what material portions of this report need to be in private?
I'm sorry, can I ask?
This is your EEDC draft business plan, Port Alberta.
So can I just take a look at exactly, make sure I understand what document it is? I just don't have it in front of me, sir.
Well, I can't give my own. Come then.
No, I just gave mine.
Well, when you come up with an answer to that, my second question goes towards, given that the airport is mentioned so frequently in your private document, why they are not here today, or why weren't they part of the original presentation?
So my first comment back on the need for any privacy on this is simply that it's still in a negotiation point of view between us and the airport. And things that are in negotiation, I don't believe it should be in the public domain. That's why we asked to be marked private at this stage. And as for why the airport's not here presenting on this specifically, is it was left in our domain to do that. And as part of our overall general practice and approach at the EDC.
Well, is it also a general practice to bring forward a package from EDC when you don't have a memorandum of understanding or agreement with one of the major players or partners?
Well, we have
this initiative?
We have our agreement in draft form that's been going back and forth at this point in time between the two.
So you have no MOU signed at this point?
No, I don't think we do. I think it's in draft form going back and forth right now.
Well, I talked to Mr. Ruth today, Mr. Ferguson. You do not, as a matter of fact, have an MOU. And that's clearly stated to me. As actually, when I also spoke to Mr. Ruth, last night and on the phone earlier today, he was unaware of your presentation and your package. And so was the airport not informed of this, or is it this, how is this proceeding forward?
The airport was informed of our approach to council and our request for $300,000.
And that's all?
I'm sorry?
And that's all? And that's all? Is this this extent of the conversations you had?
What? No, sorry. I'll pause for a second. We've had extensive conversations, both at the CEO level and at the operations level, regarding the restart of Port Alberta and the opportunity to go after a free trade zone application with the federal government. We've been working on it for between 9 months and a year. So the conversations going back and forth have been quite extensive. As for the presentation at council, the airport was fully aware that we are making this request to council. It's something that is over and above our existing operations, and we want to start it. But we also told them that we're going to want to be the first money in, and our objective is to have the province and the feds and the surrounding communities and themselves at the table within a year's time. So we've set our expectations very clearly with the airport.
So, Mr. Ferguson, with my last minute here, has the airport seen this proposal?
Yes.
Well, that's not true. I'll be quite frank with you. I talked to Mr. Ruth at noon today, and he said he has not seen this proposal.
The proposal is going back and forth at the operation level, and the CEOs are not at the stage of signing off yet until both operation groups have vetted it through to an agreeable position, and then the CEOs get involved, and that's the way we operate between Mr. Ruth and myself.
I'll speak to it, Mr. Mayor. I do think there's some problems with this. I'm prepared to come back and speak to it.
Okay. We may not get to that today, so we'll keep on going as far as we can. Councillor Gibbons.
So in the report, Ms. Ferguson, it's calling it Port Alberta South now. That's new, right? Because originally Port Alberta was a dream of bringing all the region in and all the different segments.
That's correct.
So by having it south, you're using it as the quadrant to the south, including the airport and Heartland and Atchison kept separate, and they might meld together somewhere when the capital region economics comes together?
That's correct.
So with the $200,000 or $300,000 you're asking, It is just trying to kickstart this again for you to go out to Nisku Business Center, the Leduc business people, as well as the airport, to try to get something on the ground again.
That's correct. We see it as no different than when you start a business. You have to hit the first bowling pin over before you can hit them all over. And so our objective is to have this as a framework that then we can expand from. But rather than putting the whole thing together and the whole region together, we thought it was most appropriate to do it on our highest point of probability of success first, and then look to expand from there.
So you also talk about rail and transportation and air and everything else, which really, if you go back to my dream of having a railroad going to it and connect around and so on, would be something. So have you talked to Mr. Klassen and his sustainability people? And I guess I could ask Mr. Klassen the same question. Would you be working alongside with your group with the economic development on moving this forward?
Certainly, there would need to be the engagement. We, as you know, we work with the Alberta Industrial Heartland, and I would see this, though, as EDC being the lead role on this in terms of the engagement and the arrangements that they do have.
So, comparatively wise, Mr. Klassen works with me and with the Heartland. You would want that with the city, or just work on your own on this particular thing?
It's not a lot we do on our own. We work in cooperation with the city, and I think the sustainable development groups on most everything we do. But we take the lead on this one. Okay. With the airport.
Thank you.
I've got questions from Councillor McKean, but with speakers likely to come up, I think we should probably pick up at 9:30 tomorrow. 1:30 tomorrow. Are you able to come back for that time?
If I'm required, I'll be here.
Okay. It's probably not a bad idea. Okay. We'll resume at 1:30. Apologies. We're stuck on the time here. So let's resume with Councillor McKean's questions at 1:30 tomorrow.